You are recording now at Zion Baptist Church on the 31st of January 2021. It will go all over the world. All over the world, huh? Yep. That's no joke. It really does. Nations that you've never heard of before.
Well, that's all right. I'll pay my attention to the ones that are here.
Amen. That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This morning, I want to make a statement, and I'm going to keep making the statement over and over again, and then bring you some word that goes with the statement I'm going to make. Here's a statement that I'm going to make. You can be around the Word of God, and it still won't work for you.
Amen.
And I'm going to say it every time I have something to say. You can be around the Word of God, and it still won't work for you.
That's right.
When I was studying this, you think about people that you are around. You think about people who has the power of God in their life. Ministers or prophets or ever who comes through that preaches the Word of God. We all have to be around either somebody or you have to be around this book, the Word of God. So, in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17, if you want your Bibles, we're going to use our Bibles some. I'm going to read this verse of Scripture to you. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17. The story goes like this. Elisha and his servant, I call him Gehazi, had been together for some time, and he's still there with him. I looked up to see how many times that Gehazi was with Elisha, and according to what I found, he saw him through, I think. The Bible says that Elijah did 8 miracles and Elisha did 16 miracles. So, when I was looking this up, I found that Elisha and Gehazi were together at least for 4 of these miracles before leprosy was put on him because of what he did. He told Elisha, the man of God, and leprosy was put on him that was supposed to be on Naaman. And so, it comes down to that Elisha was telling Israel what the king of, what king it was, I don't remember right now, that was coming against them. So he was telling them where to go and fight them. So the king said, I'm going to send somebody over there and take care of this. So he sends an army over there to surround the city. Of course, you've probably heard this before, or you read it before, and Elisha prayed. Let me back up. And when the servants of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city. This is verse 15. And a host compassed the city, both with servants and unto him. Alas, my master, what shall or how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And a young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was filled full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Now, I'm going to say this again. You can be around the Word of God, and it still won't work for you. How many times was Elisha around this Gehazi, and how many times was Gehazi around Elisha? That he saw him do certain miracles. And now it comes to the place to where the miracles that he saw then were not like it is now because it concerns him. And the thing that this man said, that Elisha said, that he used, and we're going to talk about this, was the word, fear not. Fear not. How many of you know what fear is? Come on, people. Have you ever had fear before?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever lived in fear? Well, I'm going to prove to you, you don't have to. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. So I'm asking you the question, are you perfect in love with Jesus? Come on, are you? Perfect love casts out fear. If you are in perfect love with Jesus and you trust Him with all your heart, soul, and mind, He don't want us to have fear. Do you know how many times fear knocks in the Bible? 365 times. Do you know what that means? 365 days. You can read about fear not. I went through and checked it out. Fear not. So He told this man, what are you afraid of? Why are you so fearful that you see something and I see something completely different? You see, there's things in this Word of God that you see and there's things in the Word of God that I see. I see and I believe what the Bible says about don't have fear. When I first had cancer and they told me I had cancer in my lung, I never feared that I was going to die. It never crossed my mind. You know what crossed my mind? That I had better get right with people that I had probably made mad at me. I went all the way to Wiggins to apologize to a guy that I was going to whip one day, a coach. Didn't have to, but I did. I did not want to meet God having this in my heart that I had something against a brother. And I did not fear that I was going to die. I knew that God was going to take care of me. Because I didn't fear what death was going to cause. Why should we fear? Is it not better for us to go home than to sit here in fear? To have fear in mind in your heart? So I just wrote something down. You can be around the Word and it still won't work for you. You can have God's Word in your house and it still won't work for you. You can read the Word of God and it still won't work for you. Sometimes we read and we don't believe what the Word of God says. We have to believe what God says. This man, Gazar, had fear because he saw something that me and you see all the time. We see not what the Bible says we ought to be seeing. We see something completely different. The disciples was on that boat and water was coming in. Where was Jesus? Asleep. What was the disciples doing? Just what we do. Bailing out for water. Bailing. I know what it's like to be on a boat when you think you're going to sink. You ever been there? First time it happened to me, we got on a ship, a boat, and we was coming out of this port. And the next thing I know, he put the gas to it, and that boat would go one, two, three, boom! For about an hour and a half. I wonder why they had stuff on that boat locked down. I stood up just like this and held here and held here all the way. And I had a little window across the top and I said, Paul, I think I know what you went through being on that ship. Even the angel had to come and tell Paul, don't be afraid. You're going to lose the whole boat, but you're going to be saved. That's good news. That's really good news. Hey, why can't you save the boat and all of us go to shore? But we are not to fear. This man saw something that we see a lot of times in mind in your life. And we know that. You can be around people of God, and the Word won't work for you. Elisha's servant did not see what Elisha saw. And he asked God, open his eyes that he might see. You know, we need our eyes open about the Word of God. Just like Glenn could read the Scripture this morning, and how many of you actually heard what he read? I got kids at school can hear me read the Bible. They have no idea what I said. Well, are you telling me there's a spirit in this world that's keeping us from hearing things? Yes.
That's right.
The Bible, Jesus said, he said this, they will see and see not. They will hear and hear not.
That's right.
Are we in that category?
That's right.
Do we see things but we don't see it? Do we really see things that we don't see it, or hear things that don't hear? When a man of God stands up and preaches the Word of God, you ought to be listening to what the man said. There may be something in his Word that he said that will trigger in your heart and open you up so that you will understand. I understand what he says. We have to hear what God says to us. This man had so much fear, all he saw was an army surrounding them. Elisha saw completely different, and he was without fear. Well, how did this man, Elisha, get without fear? Well, I'm going to tell you. First of all, he was just a plain farmer, right? He had yokes of oxen. Elijah comes by and puts his mantle on him and says, "Follow me." He said, "Can I go bury my father or say goodbye and kiss him goodbye?" And so he did, and he followed him. My question is about Elisha. Was he around the man of God, and did the word of God get down inside him? He did.
It sure did.
Elijah even tried to tell him, "I'm going over to Ziklag, you just stay here." "No. No, I'm going with you. I know what kind of miracles that you've been doing. I'm going with you." He was around a man that had the word of God and walked in miracles. In the Old Testament, we walk around today with us, and we got the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we still live in fear and doubt and unbelief, do we not? If this government says what they're going to do and all this, you shouldn't be concerned about that. I could care less what they do. You know why? Didn't the Bible say, didn't Jesus say, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you"? Didn't he say, "I'll go with you to the end"? Didn't he say, "If you walk through the water, I'm with you. If you walk up to here, I'm with you. If you walk out and you get over your head, is he still not with you? Are you not going to be able to swim?" We cannot live that way. We have to believe what the Word of God says. And we have to live what He says. There's two men, if you want to look at them, Elisha and Gehazi. Here's what Paul says. He says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry." Ministry. Paul said, "We have this ministry. As we have received mercy, we faint not." So, what ministry? What ministry did Paul have? The Word of God. He preached Jesus. So what did Jesus do? What did He do? He showed us the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. Somebody asked me, what is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of heaven? Everything Jesus did was pointing toward His kingdom. Are we not supposed to live that way?
Right.
Let's go back to Jesus on the boat. They was bailing the boat out. What happened? They woke Jesus up. He got up. He rebuked the storm, rebuked the sea, and it just calmed down. Now, that would be fine to me if you just left it that way. But He didn't leave it there. Jesus didn't leave it there. He looked at them and He said to them, "You have no faith." They had no faith. They were trying to bail the boat out instead of speaking to the problem. Jesus tells us, in Mark 11, He tells us to speak unto the mountain and it shall be removed if you don't doubt. Do we have a mountain of unbelief or fear? These guys feared. Do you know how long they've been with Jesus? And fear came upon them just like it comes upon us. And He gets up and says, all He had to do was speak to it. But see, we don't believe that we have the power to do that. And yet Jesus said to His disciples, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." That's what He said. I'm just quoting what He said. We may not walk in it. I don't walk in it all the time either. But I'm telling you what the Bible says. Jesus constantly told them, don't fear. He was walking on the water. And He looked up, don't fear. It's just me. Sudden fear. Fear. We live in fear sometimes, and we shouldn't live in fear that you believe in that God can't take care of us. That's what I think. We are God's people. He's our Father, right? He died for us, Jesus did, to make us be just like Him. I give you this power if you'll just believe what I said. Just believe what I said. Elisha never would leave Elijah. He said, if you see me when I go, I'll give you the double portion of power, which is a hard thing. But he stayed with him until he got a double portion. How long are we going to stay in the Word of God and read the Word of God and listen to what the Bible tells us and get it in our hearts and our minds that God says what He says and He means what He says and He's saying it to you. He says it to you. And I believe that. Elisha was around, said it was around the man of God. Elisha's ministry was to work the Word of God. Work the Word of God. He saw Jordan divided. He saw the water heal, water supply, the widow woman's oil was good, loaves multiplied, child raised from life, Naaman healed, his servant struck with leprosy, iron caused to swim, an army protecting him. I know this is Old Testament, and I know that they didn't have the Holy Spirit like we had it. It came up on them, and the man of God that was a prophet, God used him. He chose him, who he wanted to be his. You can be around the Word and it still won't work for you. Proverbs says this, the fear of man brings a snare. But those who put their trust in the Lord shall be safe. We have to learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding. All in all thy ways, acknowledge Him and then He'll direct your path. He'll tell you what to do. He's a father. We're his children, the Bible says. The man saw a large army. He was afraid of it. He had not seen this before, according to what I read in the Bible. Elisha, the man of God, who used to be a farmer, and I told you all that, stood up. And he said to his servant, why are you so afraid? Why are you such a afraid man? God tells us the same thing. I wrote some of this stuff down. Fear not, stand still, and see. I just wrote that part down. This is the New Testament. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Fear them not. This is Joshua. Fear not, said Elijah to the woman. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, for I will redeem you. Gideon. The man of God, the angel said, fear not, you a mighty man of God. And he looked around and said, who are you talking about? He was in a cave making bread because the Philistines or the Amorites, who it was coming there and was stealing from him, from the nation. But what did he do? He was a fearful young man. But every time that the God gave him something to do, God would take it away from him and say, that's too many. We can't do it. We've got to have a list of this. But he understood what God was trying to tell him. And so he obeyed what God said. And he only took 300 people to defeat a great army. Because God was with him. God is with us every day. He lives inside you. As Brother Glenn prayed this morning, He lives inside of us. We ought to be able to understand and feel Him and see Him and hear Him when He talks to us. He will tell you, don't be afraid. You find cancer in your breast or you find cancer somewhere in your body, don't be afraid. You think God don't know what's going on in your life? It's how we handle the situation that God's given to us. He told his disciples when they brought the young man to him and said, the father said, we can't do anything. They can't do anything for us. Then Jesus said, oh, you of little faith. Why couldn't we do this? It comes through prayer and fasting. When you get sick or something gets wrong with you, do you pray and fast? Does your pastor call for a fast or ask you to pray and fast over what's going on in your life? Jesus said you got to pray and fast over this. But I look at Jesus and he's talking to the Father. He said, how often have you been doing it? And the young man's walling in the floor. Just walled all in the floor and foaming. Jesus never looked at him. He was just talking to the man. When he got through, he just spoke to him and told him, come out of it. And he left. He tells us that he's given us power over the power of the enemy. We are God's son and daughters and children of God. We are special, special made. Left here for a reason. We have a reason that He left us here. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Love, power, and a sound mind. We don't need to walk in fear and doubt and unbelief. We serve an awesome God who created everything. The whole universe. I tell my kids at school, I said, God is so big. that he could stand in the universe and all the planets would be like a grain of sand.
That's right.
And he holds us with a grain of sand. And I sometimes say, Lord, you tell me, you looking down and you see this little old fella, me? And you call me to do something? Me, a little fella on this earth? But he did. And he called him. We come to church, we listen. We get our spirit man built up on the inside. Get him full. He can only tell us what's been put in there, can't he? Whatever's put in there, that's all he can tell us. Whatever's put in there.
That's right.
There is no fear in love, for perfect love cast out. Fear thou not, for I am with you. In Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalm 91, no evil force shall come near your dwelling. Storm comes through, what do we do? Do we get fearful? Is it going to blow my house away? Do we run and hide? Does God not know? And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't do what God puts it in your mind to do. But I'm telling you, does he not know what's going on in your life? I will uphold you the right hand of my righteousness. Unbelief. I'm just writing this down. I'm going to finish in just a minute. Unbelief is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Disbelief. Unfaithfulness. Disobedience. Believe not. Untrustworthy. Infidel. God would not take Lot out of Sodom because of who he was. Sodom got fearful because the angel said, I'm coming. Went to talk to his sons or his son-in-laws, and they wouldn't believe him. So you saw what happened. Fear pushed him out, and they died for it. Take heed, brethren, lest ye be of an evil heart, of unbelief, and departing from the living God. An unbelieving heart means that you've departed from the Lord. Fear is a terrible thing for anybody to walk under and to be under. It does. I have been fearful before. And it just takes away all your faith. Fear just takes away your faith. And then you can't stand on anything. After I had my surgery and all this, Satan come to me and he attacked me for 2 years. Every time I go to the mirror, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. And I just remember what Jesus said. He said, he's a liar, he can't tell a lie, he's a father of lies. So he just lied to me, and I said, okay, keep saying it, because I know I'm going to be healed. And it happened just that way. Jesus and his storm that we talked about. Fear is a terrible thing. You can be around the Word of God, and it won't work for you. Unless you get it in your heart and in your spirit. And we must have faith in God, the Bible says. Have faith, the God kind of faith. The just shall live by faith.
Right.
For without faith you cannot please God. For he that believeth that God is, he is the Lord of them that those that diligently seek him. He wants us to seek him. To have the power of God in our lives. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom, the Bible says. And whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. This is not fear. This is what Jesus said. I give you the keys of the kingdom. Keys that unlock. It unlocks everything that we need in this book right here. This Bible. Everything you need is in this book. Every answer you got, every question you got is in this book. It's just there. God just put it there. Behold, I give you power. Over all the power of the enemy. Satan has a desire to have you, Peter, and to sift you as wheat. But I pray for you that when you are converted, you'll strengthen the brothers. Satan wants to sift us. He wants to take everything away from you that God's put inside you. In your spirit man, in my spirit man, his desire is to take everything that God has given to us away from us through fear.
Yeah.
Fear will absolutely destroy you. Faith will build you up. and you can walk in it, and you can live in it. And it's such a wonderful thing, for God has given us not the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I'm thankful for your word. I thank you, Lord, for this message. I thank you for this church. I ask you, Lord, to be with these people and us. Strengthen them. Show them, Lord, your love for them, your care, your mercy, your grace, that when we ask anything in His name, He said He would do it for us, Lord. For the Bible has shown us that Jesus walked this earth and He showed us all that He wants us to do and believe. And we can have that, Lord. And we'll believe and receive what He has said. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We got food.
High step.
Not a low stepper. Let's proceed. Let's go ahead and ask the Lord to bless the food. How about that?
It don't matter if they hear us bless the food.
Oh, okay.